Almost live.
Gotta hit the button.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Chef AJ Live. I'm your host, Chef AJ, and this is where I introduce you to amazing people like you who are doing great things in the world that I think you should know about. My guest today is Stacey Heine. She's another one of our wonderful bundle contributors, and she's going to be talking about a raw detox and weight loss, and maybe even showing you some recipes for the bundle. Please welcome her back to the show. Hi, Stacey, how are you?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Chef AJ community. I'm super excited to be here. I am excited to show the abundance of raw food detox inspired recipes from the Vegan Health Bundle as well. And maybe how this community in particular, who loves starch, including myself, might be able to get a little bit more full, but also keep it lower fat, which I know is also very important, and keep those overt fats low, and but also feel satiated if they ever wanted to eat more raw or just challenge themselves to a raw eating pattern. So, Chef AJ, I've been raw for almost 2 months now, straight.
Are you kidding?
And no, I'm not kidding. And it's all because of the Woodstock Fruit Festival. Now, I'm sure you've heard of that before. But I took our son Cohen again this year. And so I challenged myself to go raw before we went because I just wanted to kind of, get my microbiome like ready. And then we went and I'm like, okay, I actually feel really good. Now I'm going to try to figure out how to do this as a starch eater, but keep myself like satiated on a raw diet. So that's where we're at right now. And I wanted to share that with people. So
That
I have
sounds very interesting because that's been my problem is because I don't want to eat nuts and I don't know how to stay raw and not eat nuts because, starch isn't raw for the most part, at least not beans and rice, for example.
Yeah, and over the last 15 years that I've been plant-based, it's been a journey of like I've been raw, but ever since I found really I tapped into your community more and more and more around 2020, that's when everything really changed for me in terms of like breaking free from processed foods and even sugar, like maple and stuff like that. And really just leaning in on the starch, it really, really helped me kind of break free from all packaged foods. I didn't have those crazy cravings anymore, like, I would have if I went to Whole Foods and I saw a tortilla chip sample, I would grab like one tortilla chip and want to eat like multiple tortilla chips. I don't have those cravings anymore because I'm filling myself with starch, right? So the starch way of living seriously helped me so much. So thanks for to Dr. McDougall and yourself. But also, I just realized I don't have my microphone on. So let me do that because this is going to make it better. Can you hear me better now?
I can't tell what your earrings are. Are they bananas?
Oh no, aren't they so pretty though? They're Noonday collection. They're paper beads and they're just yellow, like lightweight beads.
Very.
And I'm obsessed with them. I love them. If they were bananas, that would be even better. But anyways, so the starch way of living and keeping, nuts and seeds are extremely healthy. We know that. But like, yeah, they can. Just like you said, AJ, they can get out of control. I mean, it's been a journey for me trying to figure out like what works for me and my body the most. And even just over the last 2 months, I've had some bouts where I'm like eating a lot of nuts and I'm like, oh, I just do not feel good doing that. Like, so I got to figure out ways to keep myself full on raw. And, I don't have to live this way forever, but I'm giving myself through Lent to do it. So I'm raw for Lent. That's what I'm doing right now. So
I'd love
I
to
have
know what you're eating.
Yeah, let's show you and see if you could like relate to this or if this might inspire you and your audience, because again, I know we all love our starch like a lot.
Oh,
So
God.
I'm gonna make three different recipes. They're so easy, so they'll come together like really fast. But three recipes from the bundle that I have been loving. And one is the cruciferous Caesar salad from Make It, Cooked, Make It Raw. You and Lissa's contribution. I'm just pulling inspiration from Nate Maris from his Wholesome Scoops, the Vanilla Perfection Nice Cream, but I'm definitely taking it up a notch in terms of volume because I know a Ninja Creami is a small volume. So I'll explain that in a minute. And then also I'm doing a wrap because wraps are bomb and you cannot get any better than those hand salads from Lissa. I'm like obsessed with them. So I'm going to show you those three things, but also know to the viewers that if these three things, like if you want to implement what I'm doing, but they're not filling you up, don't be afraid to add starch. Like you can totally add starch at the end of the day, right? Like have some steamed Hawaiian sweet potatoes, or maybe you take some raw sweet potatoes and you shave them into the salad, which I'll explain to you here in a minute as well, so you can get more satiated. But let's just do, I want to do the nice cream first because my bananas are out. Now, I heard you talking, maybe it was yesterday with Lissa or Nate, I'm not sure, but just talking about the way that you guys like to eat your bananas, which is like the green tip, because it's more starchy, right? Like
Yes.
it doesn't just go through you so quickly and like give, you know, it gives you a little bit more satiety. So even though a lot of people will say nice cream, you got to have like the super ripe bananas, which I do agree. I think it makes it sweeter and better. But if you want that satiety factor that you would get more from starch, maybe consider freezing your bananas for an ice cream that have a little bit of green tips, or maybe doing half and half. So I have like 5 to 6 bananas here, and I would have that as like a meal. And I know some people out there will be like, wow, that's just a lot of fruit for one meal, Stacey. But listen, you could take an ice cream and you could add kale to it. You can get those thylakoids in. So I actually like to do nice cream for breakfast like that. For me, just over these last this month, last month and a half doing raw, I'm loving that. And I don't do like 2 bananas. I'm giving myself, you know, a good amount of calories, 5 to 6 large bananas, maybe with some greens in there, and I'm just whipping it up. Now, I actually personally don't add liquid to my nice cream. I like it that way, but everybody, of course, could add a splash of oat milk or even a little bit of coconut, a little coconut water or whatever they want. But of course, if you're trying to keep it lower fat, of course, oat milk would be a better option and coconut water, but you don't need very much at all. So what I've done with these bananas is just let them thaw out for like 10 minutes. We'll see if they blend, and if they don't, I'll go to another recipe and then we'll blend them after. You just want to let them sit out from the freezer like 5 to 10 minutes, not very long. So let's see if my machine does the trick. We'll see. Doing really well. So I let them thaw just a little at a time.
So, are you using the Breville?
What?
Are you using a Breville?
I am. Yeah, this is the 16-cup Breville. I love it.
Nice. Yeah, you can
I
do
love
ice cream in that.
it. It's the best ice cream. In my opinion, it's better than vitamins. So for my ice cream. Plus, it's easier to clean. Plus, I don't eat like small amounts of nice cream. I make like large amounts. Like for just my family of three, we'll fill this entire thing, you know, like straight up the whole thing. So we need the volume.
Easier if you cut it in slices when you freeze it, if you're going to use that machine for it?
Do what?
Is it easier to cut the bananas in slices when you freeze it if you're going to use that machine?
I just cut them in half. We just break them in half.
Half,
That's
okay.
simply it. I don't have to do them anymore. Any more small than that. And by the way, I wanted to tell everybody, I'm actually mimicking Nate's vanilla perfection. And this is the way that we love to do it. It's just, he uses fresh vanilla bean, but I'm using just vanilla bean powder. And I'm telling you what, like, if you're not fearful of the price, just throw in like a tablespoon of the vanilla bean powder. Okay. You will be so happy. 6 large bananas to like 1 tablespoon of vanilla bean powder. I'm telling you what, it's game changing. Then if you add a little bit of fresh mint, oh my gosh, so good. And then you could even add again like a greens powder or kale to this to make it a little bit more like vegetable, you know, a little bit of greens in there for the thylakoids. But this is almost done. I just need to blend a little bit more to make it perfectly smooth. And I did not need any liquid. So like perfect. And again, I like to leave the bananas a little starchy, a little green on the top, just a smidge for my nice cream. I titled this show Raw Detox because I think that, well, people in like the raw food world, they'll just be like, you need to detox, you need to go raw. But then people in like the more medical, you know, lifestyle medicine world will be like, well, what does detox really mean? And I am incorporating foods that are proven to help the liver actually in its detoxification phases, which I'll talk about here. And I actually did a mini course with Dr. Steph Peacock in the bundle called Mystery Illnesses. And it's about just supporting our liver detoxification pathways. So if people are interested in that, they should definitely check out our contribution there. Okay, so the nice cream's done. Everything pulled together. So simple, so delicious. And I'm telling you, this brings me straight joy. It's just a whippy green right now. So good. And again, you could add greens to this to make it a little bit more vegetable rich. But for me, trying to challenge myself with this raw thing as a starch eater, that brings me happiness and satiety. I think the key with raw is just making sure, of course, that you're getting enough. Just like with whole food plants, that's why starch is so key in maintaining a healthy, low fat way of living in the plant-based world. So, Cohen, do you want this ice cream? Okay, so I'm going to give our son the ice cream, and he's going to be on his merry way. He's been
Lucky,
loving living raw
lucky,
pretty much.
lucky kid.
I know, right? He just gets the container. So you get a container and spoon. Have fun. You want to say hi to Chef AJ?
Hi, Kong. Nice to see you.
So, yeah, what was I gonna say? I don't remember what I was gonna say, but we'll move on now. We're gonna go to the cruciferous Caesar salad. How are we on time, Chef AJ? Where are we?
Got about 15 more minutes.
Okay, guys. All right, we're gonna pull this together. So, cruciferous vegetables help us with our liver. Okay, really, really supportive to our liver. Really help us create the master antioxidants, glutathione. So this cruciferous Caesar salad is perfect for doing that. And I'm going to show you an even lower fat way, which by the way, this dressing is quite low fat anyway, but I'm going to show you a seed-free version of this Caesar salad dressing. So
Nice.
our salad base is chopped broccoli. I have a little bit of mixed greens in here. That's not on the recipe, but I just had them, so I just threw them in. And then I'm doing purple cabbage because I don't have green cabbage, but if you want to do green cabbage, you go for it. You could always also use like bok choy or baby bok choy if you have like a really sensitive gut and you need more of like a tender leafy green, but you still want it to be in the cruciferous family. So we have those three greens in there right now. The recipe also calls for baby or for Brussels sprouts shaved, but I don't have those. So I just am increasing the massaged kale in it. So we've got the broccoli, the cabbage shredded, a little bit of greens, and then I have massaged kale. This is incredibly low fat. This is just garlic and lemon juice, and you just massage it. And we know that that breaks down the cell walls of the greens. And as you can see, this bowl is very, very like we've got a substantial amount of greens here, right? A substantial amount of vegetables. And how can that not start to fill you up when you add an awesome dressing to it? Now, this dressing I love because it has a tons of different flavors, which is going to like hit all of those. All those things with our taste buds and make us happy. Especially for people who are like really needing that flavor and they don't appreciate, like, I would just love to eat this kale. Like, I could just eat a ton of this, like, three times the size of that. I would like love it. Just garlic and lemon, obsessed, right? So good. But some people really need a lot of different flavors to keep them happy. So in this dressing, we have zucchini, which makes it creamy without using a lot of overt fat. We also have medjool dates. I think that that's really key for low fat dressings. I really do think that like one date can transform a whole thing or sun-dried tomatoes. And then the recipe actually calls AJ for hemp seeds. But guess what I'm going to use? And I think that Lissa gave this tip to you guys as well. I'm going to use sprouted garbanzo beans. And I also know, Chef AJ, that you don't do well with beans. And I will say I don't do that well with beans either. Ever since I had our son, I don't know. It's just been a little difficult on my digestive system to eat beans, but I do fine with sprouted beans.
Interesting. And you sprout these yourselves or you buy them sprouted?
I did. These are garbanzo beans, and I love sprouting them. And Lisa gave us an extra tip. Maybe you've heard this. Put it in the freezer after you sprout them, and it breaks them down even more. So I've been making raw chickpea burgers and my digestion, like I've had no issues with it. And I do have SIBO. I mean, like I've actually been tested and I have SIBO and Usually I would get like super bloated and annoyed my digestive tract with beans, but sprouted, game changing for me. So I wanted to share that for everybody. I'm actually going to use sprouted garbanzo beans instead of hemp seeds in this dressing because we are already going to get an overt fat from a wrap with the chia seeds in there. So I'm trying to, again, keep this tailored to your community, especially that wants to keep those overt fats low. So just a few tablespoons of sprouted chickpeas is going to add starch, right? It's not like, it's not fully sprouted so that like little green leaves are coming off. There's a little tail coming off. So it's still quite starchy and satiating. We're also doing mustard, black pepper, and the recipe does call for miso, but I'm keeping it lower in salt just because I don't need a lot of salt. But the dulse that's going in here to add the salty flavor already is salty. So you can use both or you can use just one or the other. But dulse, I think, really creates like a true depth of flavor. And this is the purple dulse from Burlap and Barrel. And I think it's awesome. So if people are looking for a good spice company, Burlap and Barrel is great. I'm going to add a little bit of nutritional yeast. This is totally optional, but it does kind of pull together a Caesar dressing flavor. I'm using the cheater lemon juice from the grocery store. And I'm using cheater garlic today as well in the jar so that I don't have to go and peel garlic, which is not that, it's not that hard to peel it, but so, and then I think black pepper is the last of the ingredient in this dressing recipe. And the Caesar salad will be pulled together. And then I can't wait to show you my final favorite, the wrap. I'm going to show you how I
The
what I
wraps
put in.
are epic. The wraps are epic.
They're so good. They're so good. And there's so many different ones. And you can, I mean, you can get the starch in there if you make the ones that have the sweet potatoes in them, you know?
Right.
So that's another way to get the starch in there if you're wanting to try to challenge yourself to do raw. Oh, I need to add apple cider vinegar. See, I don't feel like I need both of the, I don't think I need miso and dulse in here because there's so much acid. There's lemon juice and there's apple cider vinegar, which makes things like really zippy and you know, vibrant. I'm also adding garlic or onion flakes in here. I like using onion flakes versus onion powder. Do you have a preference?
Like the flakes, they're a little hardier, maybe.
Yeah, and they're just they don't cake up. They don't cake up. So I'm gonna blend this and then our salad will be done. Wrap Okay, so yeah, you can for sure eat this whole dressing container and this whole bowl of Caesar salad as a meal, raw, satiating. There's a little starch in there from the sprouted garbanzo beans. And like, yum. I mean, for people that are volume eaters, this would be a dream, truly. It's delicious, it's low fat, and super flavorful.
Okay,
Okay, now.
Stacy, there's a question from Janet. How long do you sprout the chickpeas for?
Yeah. So, okay. Usually about 2 days. Maybe three. And here's the deal. You do not have to get fancy with it. And I'm just speaking from experience because we sell microgreens at the farmers market. And the way that we sprout our beans and our peas is to keep them submerged in water. You do not have to, like these larger beans, like garbanzo beans, you don't have to just soak and then rinse and drain and rinse and drain. I actually just keep my garbanzo beans submerged in water. So I will soak them, I will drain, then I will put them back underwater and then continue doing that because you'll see some bubbles at the top of the water like after a day or two. Just keep draining that water and keep them underwater and they'll eventually grow this tiny little tail. And once that little tiny, tiny itty bitty tail comes out, it's technically fine to eat raw. You can let it keep sprouting as long as you want to. It just will. become more of a plant versus a starch at that point, more of like a green plant versus a starch. So kind of up to you how far you want it to sprout, but 3 days, 2 to 3 days, is typically all it takes. It kind of depends on your quote seeds or where you're sourcing it from, like how fast they're going to sprout. But yeah, it's not as fast as lentils, but it's really not that long. And when I do it, now that I know this freezing technique, I'm doing it in large batches. I mean, I'm talking multiple bags of garbanzo beans at one time so that I can just freeze the rest and have them ready to go. So, good question. You know, I'm actually thinking those garbanzo beans could be blended into wraps as well. Just thinking. I'm just thinking. So now, this is one of the wraps from the hand salad book. And I know that you guys were talking about how these could be calorically dense, right? These can be 400, 500 calories. I think I heard Lissa say that yesterday, right? These are substantial. But if you're wanting to keep it lower calorie or at least lower fat, you don't have to fill it up and low calorie. You don't have to fill it up with high calorie density foods. You can take what I love doing, and this is what I've been like enjoying actually for breakfast or lunch. It's either going to be like a big thing, an ice cream or a wrap. I'm filling it with carrots, shredded carrots. I do very, very, very finely shredded carrots. And then you do a green of some sort. This just happens to be romaine lettuce. So I mean, like super low calorie. I mean, like really, really tiny calories inside of this wrap. But of course, you could always have a dip to go with it. But this, again, for your audience, keeps it lower in caloric density. So lots of shredded carrots, lots of shredded greens, and then you're getting the higher caloric density in those wraps. And if you go for, you know, and of course, you could also put shredded, like very finely shredded Hawaiian sweet potatoes in here, I think would be awesome. Or Hannah yams, just like you would shred the carrots, shred those sweet potatoes up to get the starch in there. Of course, it doesn't have to be raw, but if people want to keep it raw, they could do that. And it's so good. I just love the slight sweetness of the wraps because they're all a little bit sweet because either there's apple in there or onion or in there or a little bit of dates. And then just like the crunch of the stuff. It's like that easy. It's that easy. And it's so filling. And you can really, really fill these up. You do not have to be skimpy with them. So, you know, there's the.
Wow, you're really good at making them pretty. Mine always fall apart. I'm not a good
No,
wrap.
it's. I find that they fall apart if you don't fill them. You just got to really fill them and you just got to like. Take control of the food, like man up over the wrap and like push the ingredients down and roll it. And that really makes it look really pretty. So that is
Cool.
my raw detox day in the life of eating from the bundle.
Well, it doesn't look like deprivation at all.
No. And then if you get hungry, of course, you just grab a bowl of melon and you walk into your room and you eat it. You know, like if you're hungry, get some more food, right? Grab some starch if you need to. Get some melon and fill yourself up. Have another banana, but just, you know, I was trying to think a little bit more towards starch, but keep those overt fats low. We've got fats in the wrap. You know, a few tablespoons of chia seeds, not super high in fat at all, but also super healthy for us. So, any questions?
I'm looking now in the chat, but I want people to know that in the show notes, which is right below the video and the chat, is Stacy's unique link if you'd like to support her work and get the bundle from her. My question is, other than your products, what else do you like in the bundle?
Well, Hazel wants to tell us what she likes.
Ooh,
Oh my
Hazel.
gosh. You know, since I've been doing the raw thing, I've been making a lot of raw recipes. So, Daniel McKinnon, he has like a raw chickpea burger recipe that I have made on repeat. What else? I made Karen Ramsey's. Oh, that's another thing, guys. Sprouted buckwheat. That's another way to get starch in on a raw diet. So, I've been doing like sprouted buckwheat. So buckwheat burgers, what else have I made? Oh my gosh. Raw crackers from raw to the core. Those were just diced tomatoes, zucchini, basil, oregano, thyme, parsley, vinegar, lots of vinegar in those. So they taste really delicious. There are marinated bell peppers that are raw. I also made Alyssa's raw chips. We feasted on raw chips. So good. and I left them a little bit chunky so you could see the corn kernels in them. Amazing. So good. Mango salsa as well. Cohen made his own video making the chia seed pudding from, I can't remember which book that was. I'm sorry. 7 Day Juices and Meal Plan. I think that's from Rosie.
Rosemary, yeah.
Yeah. So the chia seed pudding was delicious. The dressing, the onion and chive dressing is super, super delicious. That is from Five Star Salad Revolution. I love Matt's Five Star Salad Revolution books.
Yeah,
Like
very.
all of his recipes are so good.
Shanice is saying, do we purchase the outer wrap for you, or is there a recipe to make it? We sure wish we could purchase the wraps, but they are from a wonderful book in the Vegan Health Bundle. That is happening just one more day. It's been, this is the 10th day of 10 days at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. It is gone forever. If you're new to my channel, Shanice, what it, the bundle is it's once a year. Over 100 of collaborators that are your favorite plant-based doctors, chefs, influencers, recipe creators, and vendors of products get together and put in something of value that would cost more than the whole bundle. So for $49, you get over $8,000 worth of content. And what Stacy was talking about, these wraps, they come from a particular book written by Lissa Maris of Raw Food Romance. It's called Hand Salad Books. And that book, when it sells not outside of the bundles, almost $40 anyway. So for $49, you get that book, 2,000 other recipes, and about 151 distinct products. So we sure wish somebody would make the wraps for us, but they don't. Oh, you purchased it yesterday. Fantastic. So it is called, people get confused because we call them wraps, but the book is called Hand Salads. And once you get the bundle, everything is in alphabetical order. So Melissa Maris, so it'll be by M
It's
and you.
actually by it's by R. It's from she does
Oh,
Raw
she's
Food.
Raw Food Romance. Thank you. So she would be under R then for Raw Food Romance. And it is a
Yeah.
fabulous book. Many of us got it when it was just sold as a book, and we love making the wraps. So
I mean, they're game changing. You can technically find wraps on Amazon that I have been buying. I will not lie. On the days that I can't keep up, because I will try to keep like six wraps going at one time, because my whole family eats them all the time. But when I can't, I can buy them on Amazon, but they are not nearly as good, and they are like 20 calories, so they don't get you very far. They don't get you very far.
and Annie, you're right. I just never have to happen to have flax seeds, but I also always have chia. And even though it doesn't say this in Lissa's book, I've had no problems using an equal amount of chia for any recipe that called for flax. So it's never been a problem for me.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like what you're eating, I mean, it sounds delicious.
I mean, it's interesting, and I am like, I am kind of dreaming about my Hawaiian sweet potatoes. I will not lie, because, and I love, but even rice, like I can eat the sprouted black rice and be happy. At least that's making me happy. So I love my rice. I love that. But having the rice with like with the chips and the raw crackers, they're good. I mean, I'm happy at this moment, but we'll see what happens after Lent.
Yeah. So there's a question. Has anybody tried making the wraps in the Breville dehydrator? I don't know the answer to that. The thing is the Breville dehydrator is rectangular. The trays you need to make the wraps to wrap are square. So my concern isn't that the dehydrator part wouldn't work, but it doesn't seem to be the right shape for squares. So
Yeah,
and
mine is I have a Denali Beast dehydrator. It's not as expensive as the Excalibur, and it is a little smaller. So it's like 10 by 11, I think, and they're kind of rectangular. They work for me. I think the Breville is going to be smaller than that, which I think would be kind of hard to actually make a wrap of any substantial size. I think it would still potentially work, but the wraps will be quite small. So you might need to have like two if you're going to go for a meal with that.
yes, you unfortunately you do, Donna, need a dehydrator to make the wraps if you want them to come out pliable and perfect the way Lissa has intended. And we have other shows on this channel where she actually talks about that in detail, including one yesterday where she makes a blue wrap. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
And
right.
all of her tips in there are just so awesome. She has videos breaking down exactly how to make the wrap perfect. And to me, it's just been like I think I've been making these wraps for a year now, and like every single time I figure out something new to make them just a little bit more awesome. And all of her helpful videos are really awesome. And the value of that hand salad book
Is
on,
absolutely epic.
beyond
Well,
the price of the bundle.
so Stacy, after the bundle's over, if people want to connect with you, follow you, where should I send them?
Yes, please go ahead and follow me on social media, on YouTube, The Urban Pharmacy, on Instagram, The Urban Pharmacy, and herb is far is spelled with an H, herb and farm like a farm, Urban Pharmacy. Or you can find me on Facebook or go to my website, theurbanpharmacy.com. I'd love to connect with you, support you on your wellness journey, and yeah. I give as many tips and tricks as I can to help with beauty and wellness and holistic living. So come hang out.
Thanks so much, Stace.
Take care.
Take
Bye,
care.
guys.
Bye-bye. And thanks all of you for watching another episode of Chef AJ Live. Please come back in about an hour for Dr. Stephanie Peacock, and she is going to be talking about how you can support detoxification naturally with food and lifestyle. Remember, the bundle's going to be gone in less than 12 hours. So if you want it, now's the time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.